妹平安啊，今天我会用英语来分享主的话语，主能弟兄帮我翻译。今天我们要查考的经文是马太福音一章一到十七节，但我们不会阅读这篇经文。A few weeks ago, Reverend Tan Tiong An preached from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 to 17 on the genealogy of Jesus.
前几个星期，陈长牧师用马太福音第一章第一到第十七节讲到耶稣的家谱。
Today we will look at the same genealogy from a different perspective.
我们今天用同样的家谱，以不同的层面去读
，focusing specially on four women.
焦点是在四个妇女
啊。Actually, there are five women in Matthew's account.
实际上，在马太福音里面。有五个妇女在家谱中
，Four of them were Gentile, and only one was a Jew, Mary.
四个人是外邦人，只有一个犹太人，那就是玛利亚。
I will not speak about Mary as her story has been retold by preachers many, many times.
我们今天没有谈论玛利亚，因为在年复一年，我们都在讨论她，尤其在这个时候。
Instead, today we'll look at the significance of the four Gentile women.
今天我们看那个这个四个外邦女孩子的特殊点。
They are Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and wife of Uriah, Bathsheba.
他们四个是Tamar, Nahah, 路德跟乌利亚的太太巴示巴。
The names can be found in Matthew chapter 1 verses 3, 5, and 6.
这些名字在马太福音第一章三五六节里面可以看到。
Now, women are generally not included in the Old Testament genealogies.
妇女一般上不会出现在家谱中。
For descent was normally traced through the lineage of the father.
这些家系都是根据男人为主。
Now, yet in Matthew's account, there are mention of these five women.
但在马太福音的家谱里面提到这五个妇女
，It shows that his emphasis may be different from other genealogies.
这也是代表着他的注重点与其他的家谱的记录有点不一样。
Matthew was tracing Jesus' genealogy from David and Abraham's bloodline, which has a strong women influence.
马太的写法里面是记录到大卫。以后到耶稣整个的年纪。
Now let's begin with the first lady, Tamar. I call her the Black Widow.
我们先提第一位 Tamar, 我们称她为黑寡妇。
There are three characters by the name of Tamar in the Bible.
在圣经里面有三个 Tamar.
The Tamar in Matthew refers to the Tamar who committed incest with Judah.Her father-in-law.
在马太福音的他玛里面，我们是指在以犹大，也就是他家翁发生乱伦的他玛。
Her story is found uniquely in Genesis chapter 38.
她的故事很特殊的记录在创世纪第三十八章。
Tamar was the wife of Judah's firstborn.
他玛是犹大的大儿子的。媳妇
But Ur was wicked in the sight of God, and so the Lord put him to death.
但是在神眼中看为恶的做看为神在神眼中看为恶的事，而将他致死。
No one knows the reason for his death or what his wickedness was.
没人知道他为什么死，他的罪到底是什么。
The Bible does not tell us.
圣经没有告诉我们。
And when the Bible is silent, it's best that we should not speculate further.
若圣经没有注明，我们最好不要去乱猜测。
After Ur's death, without an heir, Judah told his second son Onan to sleep with Tamar so that his lineage of descendants could be continued.
过世后没有后代，没有后裔，那么犹大就叫他的第二儿子俄南。与他玛同房。
This is in accordance with the Levirate marriage law found in Deuteronomy chapter 25.
这是根据利未记里面的婚姻法令。
Onan did not mind the sex with her, but did not want to father his brother's descendants.
俄南不介意与他玛同房，但是他却不愿意自己的后代是属于俄的。
So he withdrew at climax and wasted his seeds on the ground instead, as the Bible tells us.
所以我们圣经看到他故意体外排精。
Again, this was seen as wicked by the Lord, and he was also put to death by God.
这在神眼中也是看为恶的事，而又也将他处死。
No one knows exactly why this was deemed wicked by God.
没人知道为什么这样子的行为在神眼中看为恶。
Judah, after seeing both his sons, after having intimate relations with Tamar, had died, concluded that she must be cursed.
犹大看到两个儿子跟他玛的同房后去世，而总结他玛是神所咒诅的。Thus,
a nickname, the Black Widow.
这就是为什么有这个名字，黑寡妇。
Judah had a third son. His name is Shelah.
犹大有第三个儿子叫斯拉。
And according to the marriage law, he was next in line to marry Tamar and to produce an heir for his brothers.
根据当时的婚姻法，斯拉就继续需要娶他玛为妻。But
Judah had other plans.
但犹大有他自己的计划。Genesis
chapter 38 verse 11 tells us, Judah then said to his daughter-in-law Tamar, "Live as a widow in your father's house until my son Shelah grows up." For he thought he may die too, just like his brothers. So Tamar went to live in her father's house.
在创世纪38章第11节里面，我们看到了犹大心里在盘算，所以跟他玛说，叫他回到他的家翁，叫他的娘家里面等待儿子的长大。
After a long time, Judah's wife also passed away.
不久以后，犹大的妻子也过世了。And
after Judah had recovered from his grief, he went to Timnah.
当犹大受苦丧了以后，过了以后，他到了提拿。Now
Tamar, knowing that Judah did not keep to his promise of his third son to her, tore off her widow's clothes and covered herself with a veil to disguise herself.
他玛知道犹大没有履行诺言，将他的第三个儿子娶他，所以他把他的寡妇的衣服撕破，脸上戴上面纱遮盖自己。She
then sat down at the entrance of Enam.
他接下来坐在伊拿应着城门口，which
is on the road to Timnah, waiting for Judah.
也是要到提拿的这条路上。
So when Judah saw her, he thought that she was a temple prostitute.
当犹大看到她的时候，误以为她是庙里的妓女。For
he did not recognize her because of the veil.
他不认得她，因为她的面纱。And
so he asked her to sleep with him.
所以他就叫她与他同房。A
goat was proposed by Judah as payment for sex.
而同房的酬劳是一只山羊。
But since he did not have his goat with him, Tamar asked for a pledge instead, an IOU from Judah.
他既然没有带山羊在身上，怎么他玛就要求他给他信物作为承诺？
Now Genesis chapter 38 verse 18 reads, Judah said, "What pledge should I give you? Your seal and its cords and the staff in your hand," she answered. So he gave them to her and slept with her, and she became pregnant by him.
在犹大三十八章里，他说我需要给你什么？他玛说你的印、你的带子和你手里的杖。犹大就给了他，他与他同房，他就从犹大那怀了印。A
man's seals, cords, and staff are a man's identity in those days, like our identification cards today.
当时
Asking for these items was very much part of Tamar's plan.
要求这些印啊这些成啊印 印记是因为他要这是他玛的一个计划。
For when her pregnancy was found out 3 months later, Tama was found guilty of prostitution.
3个月后，他玛的怀孕的事情被揭露以后，他被定罪为，因为他作为娼妓。
Judah said, "Bring her out and have her burned to death."
犹大说，将她焚烧为焚死她，烧死她。
What a hypocrisy!
多么的虚伪！
It seems acceptable for men to engage in sex with a prostitute, but when a woman is found guilty of prostitution, she must die.
男人可以寻找娼妓，但女人被发现了做娼妓就要被处死。
Then Tamar sent a message to Judah.
Tamar 因此寄了一个信物给犹大。
Verses 25 and 26, I am pregnant by the man who owns this, she said. And she added, see if you recognize whose seal and cord and staff are these are. Judah recognized them and said, she is more righteous than I, since I wouldn't give her to my son Shelah. And he did not sleep with her again.
在创世纪38章25节26节里面，我们看到他们将这些东西寄给了犹大，他说这些东西是谁的，我就是从谁怀孕，若是你认一认，你这印和袋子定账是谁的。犹大承认说他比我更有意，因为我没有将他给我的儿子示拉。从此犹大不再与他同眠了。
Judah knew that why Tamar had done what she did.
犹大知道他玛为什么这样子做。
She did this to preserve the line of Judah.
他为了这样子做，无非是为了保存他的后代。
Tamar bore 2 sons to Judah named Perez and Zerah.
他玛为生了两个儿子，一个是法勒斯，一个叫谢拉。
Tamar was not a black widow.
Tamar 不是黑寡妇。
Both of Judah's first sons had died because they had done something wicked in the sight of God.
犹大的两个儿子的死是因为他们在眼中行为恶的事。
You may think, isn't what she has done just as wicked?
我们或许会想，难道她所做的不是同样的罪恶吗？
Was she a victim of incest or deceit?
她到底是乱伦的受害者或者是欺骗者。
It is not our place to judge her.
我们不是没有这个身份去批判她。
Her story is unique.
她的故事很特殊。
Her actions were extraordinary.
她的行动是更加的特别。
She would go to the extent of committing incest and deceit to continue the line of Judah's descendants.
他为了保存犹大的这后代，他甚至犯下了乱伦的问题。
No doubt, what she did was morally wrong.
无可否认，他所做的道德上是错误的。
But despite what she has done, Judah called her to be more righteous than him.
虽是如此，犹大称他比自己更为有益。
Even though it is believed that Tamar was a Canaanite, but she understood the importance of heritage more than Judah.
Tamar 虽然是迦南人，但是她对犹太人的传统了解更深于犹大。
I do not think that it is God's will for Tamar to commit incest.
我不认为是神的旨意要Tamar有乱伦的行为。
I do not think that God pre-planned for Tamar to trick or seduce his father-in-law.
我不认为神故意要他玛计划先行计划来引诱他的家翁。
Rather, I believe that God carried out His will despite the wrongful or immoral acts in history.
而是神使用了这些事件里面让历史继续行走。
Tamar was recognized as righteous not because she was morally righteous or sexually pure.
Tamar 被称为义并非因为她在道德上做对的事或者在性方面 有纯洁的事情。
She was righteous because she had placed others before herself.
她之所以称义，是因为她将别人的好处置在她自己的面啊原身前。
She put down her own dignity and put on shame for the sake of her husband's family.
为了夫家的好处，她撇下她自己的尊严、名义。
How many of us can say the same for ourselves?
有多少人像愿意像他这样子做呢？
Next, we come to the story of Ruth.
我们第二个要讨论
Rahab.
我们第二个要讨论的人是喇哈。
I call her Rahab the prostitute.
也就是那个做娼妓的喇哈。
Now, unlike Tamar, who was a one-time pro, Rahab was a full-time prostitute.
与 Tamar 不一样， Tamar 是做了一次的娼妓，而喇哈是以娼妓为职业。
Her story is found in Joshua chapter 2.
她的故事在记录在耶稣雅记第二章。
Now, during the time when Joshua and the Hebrews were preparing to cross the river Jordan to attack the wall of Jericho.
当日耶稣雅准备渡河过约旦，攻占这个耶利哥。
In a final preparation, Joshua sent out two spies to spy the land.
在做最后的准备过程里面，耶稣雅派遣了两个探子去探视敌情。
They swam across the river and stayed in Rahab's house.
他们游过了河，寄居在喇哈的家。
The king of Jericho knew that there were spies in his land.
耶利哥王知道有这个探子到来，所以要进兵去询问他。
And sent his man to question Rahab.
而探子他的那追兵来问了喇哈。
As you know, secrets are often leaked in pubs when you're drunk, or in brothels by men when they are sleeping.
我们知道很多的秘密常常是在买醉或者是娼妓娼寮里面泄露出来。
Now, not only did she protect Joshua's spies by hiding them on her roof, she also diverted the king's pursuers in a different direction.
喇哈不但掩饰遮盖了这件事情，把他们收藏起来，而且故意给一些追兵们错误的方向。
Rahab, a Gentile, long knew of the mighty power of Yahweh, Israel's God, and acknowledges his sovereignty.
喇哈这个外邦的女孩子深知道神的大能以及他的主权。
She tells the spies in Joshua chapter 2, verse 11, For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below.
她告诉了探子，在耶稣雅记第二章第十一节里面，他说：“耶和华你们的神是天上的、地上的神。”
Before the spies came down from the roof, Rahab went up and made a request with them.
当这些探子要下来之前，喇哈告诉他们说
，Verses 12-13. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother and my brothers and sisters and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death.
喇哈对探子说：“现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父亲啊。”并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母、弟兄姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们的性命不死。
The spies came back 5 days later and reported to Joshua what had happened.
五天后，这些探子回到了耶稣雅那人，告诉了耶稣雅所发生的一些事情。
And when the city of Jericho fell,Rahab and her whole family was preserved according to the promise of the spies.
当耶利哥城攻占了以后，这个打哈的给这个拿的承诺被耶稣雅他们承诺他的探子的应许。
They were later incorporated into the Jewish people.
最后他们也过继到犹太人的民族里面。
Not long after, Rahab gave up prostitution and, yeah.
不久以后拿哈放弃了从啊做娼妓的生活。
And became the wife of Salmon, not the fish, but the prince of the tribe of Judah.
而成为了撒门的太太，撒门也是这个犹大的儿子。
Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed.
Salmon is, Salmon is 这个 Salmon 是波阿斯的父亲。
Obed was the father of Jesse.
波阿斯是厄巴底的父亲。
And Jesse was the father of David.
耶西是大卫的儿子的父亲。
Now the author of Hebrews in the NT includes her among ancient examples of faith in God.
在希伯来书的新约希伯来书里面，将她当成是一个有信心的一个女人妇女。
In the letter of James, Rahab is quoted as one who was justified by her works.
在雅各书里面，这个他的行为是被在雅各书里面当成是有信心的一个行为。
Again, we see another non-Jewish person being used by God in miraculous ways.
我们再次看到神很奇妙的用了另外一个外邦女人。
Some would even call her an immoral person, a prostitute.
我们有时候称为她是一个没有道德的女人，一个娼妓。
But yet she was used by God for His purpose.
但神却使用他。
Again, we see people who place the lives of others before her own.
我们再次看到人一个人将别人的好处放在自己的前面。
She could have been killed for hiding the spies.
她让这些探子躲藏起来，是很危险，甚至有生命的危险。
During the time of the World War II, many have lost their life.When brave individuals and family hid Jews in their own homes.
第二次世界大战的时候，许多的人因为为了让这个犹太人躲藏起来而被杀。
She did not just ask for her own life to be preserved, but also the lives of her parents and siblings.
她不单要求自己的生命得到保障，她也要求她的家人。他的兄弟姐妹得到保护。
Up to this point in the line of David, we learn that one of his ancestors committed incest, Tamar, and another was an ex-prostitute.
直到现在我们看到大卫的家谱里面出现的乱伦者，也出现的娼妓。
Let's look at the next character.
我们再看第三个
Ruth the temptress.
路德的诱惑男人者。
Now Ruth was a Moabitess who lived in the time of Judges.
路德是亚摩利人，是在四世纪里面。
Her story is of course found and recorded in the book of Ruth.
她的事迹记录在路德记里。
In the land of Moab, Ruth had married Malon.
路德嫁给了
马伦 the eldest son of Elimelech and Naomi, who were Israelites from Bethlehem, Judah.
他是犹大的以色列人。
They had moved to Moab during a famine.
他们搬到这个亚摩利地，因为饥荒。
Now, if you thought that Tamar was a black widow, Naomi was far worse.
如果说这个他还是黑寡妇，那么拉尔米就更加的凄惨。
Not only her husband had died, both her sons died too.
不止她的丈夫过世，她两个儿子也过世。
Naomi was concerned for her second daughter-in-law Ruth and wanted her to remarry and start a family.
拉尔米很关心她的第二个媳妇路德，希望她能够重新 过着他的生啊、有家庭的生活。
Naomi did not wish for Ruth to remain a widow like her all her life.
她不要路德像她一样过着啊、寡妇的生活。
So she instructed Ruth to wash and perfume herself and put on her best clothes and sneak into the threshing floor late at night where Boaz, a close relative, works.
所以她要路德放上香水，穿上新装，那么其他的亲戚那儿波阿斯那儿，溜进他们的地方住。
Naomi then told her to lie down next to him and uncover his feet.
那阿米要他把那个溜进去他的那个波阿斯的地方，将他的衣服掀开来，露出他的脚跟。
Naomi had to do this because Boaz was probably much older than Ruth in the same generation as Naomi.
她需要这样子做，因为相信这个波阿斯应该是与这个纳米同时期的人，比这个路德老了很多。
Ruth agreed to Naomi's mini invasion plan.
路德答应了，接受了拿米的这个计划。
Let's take a quick look at Ruth chapter 3 verse 7 to 14.
我们看路德记第三章第七到第十四节。
When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. Who are you? He asked. I'm your servant Ruth, she said. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer. The Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied. This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger man, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am near of kin, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I.Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to redeem, good, let him redeem. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning. So she lay at his feet until morning and got up before anyone could be recognized. And he said, don't let it be known that a woman came to the threshing floor.
波阿斯吃喝完了，心里舒畅，就去躺在麦堆里旁边，路德悄悄地来，拆入他的脚，躺卧下去。到了夜半，波阿斯惊醒过来，一翻身就看到了一个女子躺在他的脚边，就说：“你是谁？”他回答：“我是你婢女路德，请用你的衣襟遮盖你的这婢女，因为你是我的有买数钱的近亲。”波阿斯说：“我的女儿。”愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后表现的爱心比起初更大，因为年轻人无论贫穷贫富你都没跟从我女儿，现在你不要怕，你所说的我一定去做，本城的人都知道你是个贤惠的女人。不错，我是你那有买数钱的近亲，可惜还有一个有买数钱的近亲比我更亲，今晚你就在这里过夜，明早如果他肯买赎你的身份，好，就由他来履行。假如他不愿意这样做，我指着永活的耶和华起誓，我一定尽买赎你的身份，你只管躺到天亮吧。
That last sentence would tell us that it is not a usual practice for a woman of noble character to be sneaking into threshing floors late at night.
最后一节里面让我们知道，在当时也那些有良好的生意的女人也不会在半夜里面跑到人家的这个农场里面过夜。
Spending the whole night alone with a man.
整夜与一个男人同眠。
We are told that she uncovered his feet and asked Boaz to spread the corner of his garment over her.
我们看到她将这个波阿斯的 衣裳拆出来，拆开散开来，那么要他一起盖着。
There are occasions in the Old Testament where the term feet is used to describe the sexual organs.
在旧约有些地方，让我们看到这个脚跟是指男人的性器官。
But in this story, it is unlikely for Ruth to have uncovered Boaz's private parts.
但在这里，我们想路德不应该会是有做到这样子。
Similarly, the expression to spread the corner of one's garment is likely used with sexual overtones to in a betrothal context.
这个行动有点是要指有一点叫要他其他的。
So Ruth uncovering of the feet have been a proposal for marriage instead.
所以路德的这样的做法，也就是要将他提要要求娶她的意思。
Even though the text of Ruth does not suggest a blatant sexual act, but it is provocative in its ambiguity.
我们知道路德这样子做并不代表他们有性行为，但是却是一个很强的挑逗行为。
What Ruth did.Under Naomi's instructions were controversial enough with or without the need to conclusive belief that they had any premarital sexual relations.
我们他这样子做法，我们不在那个争论他的那个婚前的性行为，因为他这样的一个做法已经起了很大很大的争论性。
The author left it as ambiguous.
作者在这方面很模糊的记载。
And so we should also do likewise.
所以我们也无需再去猜测。
The sexual overtones may be the author's intention to convey emotions of love between Ruth and Boaz in an otherwise emotionless love story.
在这个性行为的前奏曲里面，作者主要是看到了他们彼此之间的爱，而并不是单纯性的行为。
Like Tamar, her actions may be controversial.
他嘛，他的行为或许是很震怒性。
But again, she did it not for her own benefits, but for the sake of her first husband's family.
但她这样子做，无非是为了她丈夫的家庭的好处。
Naomi's instruction was for Ruth to have a secure future.
拿勒米给这个路德的指示是让他有一个安全的保障。
But it was Boaz's concern.For the continuation of Elimelech's family line.
但波阿斯是更加的关心到的是这个以利米勒他们这个家族的体系家系。
Both of these agendas could only take place when Ruth puts down her noble reputation at risk and went ahead with the controversial plan.
这一个争论性的计划能够实行，是因为路德将自己的自尊尊严放在一边，而冒险去行使这样的一个计划。
At the end of the day, she was nonetheless selfless and righteous in her own actions.
所以我们看到的，她的做法里面是很忘我，是很照顾到其他人的利益先。
Allow me to share an insightful conclusion from a biblical scholar.
我们要借用了一个神学家的一个总结。
Campbell, who says, What now happens at the threshing floor is as essential to the storyteller's purpose as what happened on the Moabite highway between Ruth and Naomi. Or what happened in the harvest scene when Boaz praised an impoverished widow who was gleaning. Or what will happen in the solemn civil hearing at the city gate. At each of these points in the story, a moment of choice is presented to both actors and audience, and at each of these points, the choice is made in favor of what righteous living calls for.
在这个神学家里面的记录里面，我们看到了这一个道和场的那个的整个记录以。这本书其他三段的记录里面是同样的重要，同样的重要。那也就是说，路德与拉尼勒在这个亚摩路上的一些的事件，那么在夜晚的时候，他跑到了那个他的家过夜， 还有看那个道场过夜，还有在那个城门口里面那个很严肃的那个听证会，这三样的这几个事件的记录目的都是一样的，为了就是让这些称义者给一个称义者的一个选择，也就是他们生命中的呼召。
Because of what Ruth had done, the line of David is preserved again.
也因为路德的行为，使到大卫的家系得到保存。
Her next kinsman was not prepared to marry her under the Levirate marriage law.
根据的这个利未的这个婚姻法，他的另外一个近亲，最近的近亲不愿意履行他的这个责任。
Boaz was next in line, and he would act as a kinsman redeemer.
华斯就接受了这一个责任。
Ruth was married to Boaz, and their first child, Obed, was given to Naomi to continue the family line.
华斯与路德生了第一个儿子叫俄贝德，俄贝德也拿给这个拿阿米当成他们的儿子。
Finally, we come to the last of the four Gentile women, wife of Uriah, Bathsheba, the adulteress.
我们现在进入了最后一个外邦女孩子，也就是乌利亚的妻子巴示巴。
Her story is found mainly in 2 Samuel.
她的故事记录在撒母耳记下。
Uriah was David's top military man.
乌利亚是大卫的一个军官，
a national hero，
一个国家英雄。
While Uriah was off fighting under Joab, King David saw a beautiful woman taking her evening bath.
当乌利亚随着他的将领将官耶尔去打仗的时候，大卫看到了一个很漂亮的女人在沐浴。
Discovering her name and her husband was away on duty, he sent for Bathsheba and had intimate relations with her.
当他知道了巴示巴的名字，也知道了她的丈夫出国打仗，他就与她同房。
Soon, Bathsheba conceived and sent word to David about her pregnancy.
不久，巴示巴怀了孕，通知大卫。
David recalled Uriah back and requested for him to go home.
大卫赶快把这个乌利亚召回，叫他回家。
David had hoped for Uriah to impregnate Bathsheba while he was at home.
大卫是希望乌利亚以为这个婴孩是他的。
But Uriah considered himself still on active duty, did not go home, but chose to sleep at the entrance of the palace instead.
但这个乌利亚认为自己还有责任，工作职责在身，所以没有回家，只守在城门口，在城门口睡觉。
His heart was with his brothers at war.
他的整个心是与他在战场上的兄弟一起。
He was a Hittite, far more honorable than King David in every way.
他是赫人，但是他比大卫在各方面更加的忠心，更加有义气。
His loyalty was unquestioned.
他的忠心是无可置疑。
After failing twice to make Bathsheba's pregnancy legitimate through Uriah,David conceived an even more devious plan.
两次的阴谋失败以后，大卫看又做了另外更加恶毒的一个计划。
He asked Joab, his commander, to send Uriah to the front line where the fighting is fiercest, and then withdraw from him so that he will be struck down and die.
他叫长官将乌利亚派遣到前线，然后撤离他的军队，让他战死。
This time his plan worked.
这次他的计划成功。
Uriah was killed in the line of action.
乌利亚在战场上捐躯。
A betrayal at its worst.
一个背叛者最痛恨、最可怜的。
Each betrayal begins with trust.
每个的那个背叛者开始于信任。
A great and loyal man died in the hands of a cowardly man whom he had trusted.
一个忠心耿耿的人死在他一个只在一个懦夫一个他所相信的懦夫手上。
After Bathsheba's short period of mourning, David installed her as his seventh wife.
八十八守上过后不久，大卫将她接纳为第七个妃子。
And she bore him a child.
她替他生了一个儿子，真的儿子。
The Lord sent Prophet Nathan to pronounce judgment on King David through a parable.
耶和华神叫先知拿单来指责大卫。
Nathan prophesied a series of tragedies in David's household.
拿单到了大卫那儿，告诉大卫了一系列的一个会发生的一些灾难。
Beginning with the death of Bathsheba's infant son.
首先发生在八十八的这个婴儿身上。
David confessed his sin and repented.
大卫认罪悔改。
But his infant son became sick and died.
但他的婴儿还是生病去世。
Adultery led to betrayal.
这个犯奸淫造成的背叛。
Betrayal led to death of one man and a child.
而这背叛行为致使让一个婴孩跟一个人过世。
All because of a woman by the name of Bathsheba.
皆因这位女人八十八。
But she is not the only person to take blame.
但她不是单，我们不单单在指责她。
David's role in this tragedy is undisputed.
大卫在这段的在这个罪行里面是无可置疑的。
What good could come out from such a tragedy?
在这样的一个悲剧里面，有什么好事呢？
True repentance.
那就是真正的悔改。
David's repentance was captured in Psalms 51.
大卫的这悔改记录在诗篇五十一篇。
I will read only the first four verses to you. Psalms 51, verse 1 to 4. For the director of music, a psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgression, wash away my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge.
大卫的忏悔诗，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你的丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并戒除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
What can we learn from the stories of these four women in Matthew's genealogy?
在这个马太福音的这个家谱里面，我们能够从这四个故事里面学到什么呢？
These four women could represent what we call the moral blemishes in the history of David's dynasty.
我们可以说这四个女人是在大卫的家谱家系里面的一个道德上的一个污点。
Tamar, a black widow and a victim of incest.
塔玛黑寡妇，这个乱伦者的受害者。
Rahab, a prostitute.
拿哈娼妓。
Ruth, a temptress.
路德一个诱惑者。
And Bathsheba, an adulteress.
八十八一个奸淫者。
All of us have our blemishes in life.
我们的生活，我们的生命里面都有做这些污，都藏有很多污点。
All four were Gentiles.
这四个人都是外邦人。
All four were in controversial situations.
这四个人都在很多争论性的事情上。
But not all four did the right thing.
但不是说他们四个都做对事。
You will notice that Bathsheba's name was left out intentionally by Matthew.
我们可以看到八十八故意的将这个马太故意把八十八名字删除掉。
She was known only as the wife of Uriah.
她只不过是让我们知道她是乌利亚的太太。
Other than Bathsheba, the first three were considered righteous in the biblical sense.
除了八十八以外，其他三个在圣经里面都当为义的妇女。
Tamar, Rahab and Ruth have placed the needs of others before their own.
Tama, Rahagan, Luda, 都将别人的好处置在自己的面眼啊眼前。
And at times, even putting their own lives at risk,
甚至冒着自己的生命的危险。
Their reputations at stake,
他们的名誉问题。
Their stories are no excuses for our misdeeds.
他们的故事不是我们的犯罪的一个借口。
I can go on sinning because God can use it for good.
我可以继续犯罪，反正神会可以使用我。
Their questionable actions should not be our excuse for our misdeeds.
这些有争论性的行为不应该成为我们的借口。
We must be careful not to justify our wrongdoings with these unique stories of these four women.
我们千万不能用这四个女人的特殊的故事当成我们犯罪的一个借口。
Our God is a God who judges.
我们的神是一个判审判的神。
You can lie to the world and even to yourself.
你可以欺骗全世界，包括你自己。
But you cannot lie to God.
但我们骗不了神。
Incest is wrong.
乱伦是错误的。
Prostitution is wrong.
娼妓是不应该的。
Adultery is wrong.
犯奸是错，也是错误的。
Do not do evil in the sight of God.
不要在神眼前行为恶的事。
Yes, God is able to turn an evil situation around for good.
不错，神可以将错的使用这些错的温的事情上面变成好的事情发生。
But this does not mean that He will necessarily do it.At every situation,
但这不意味着神会样化葫芦的在做这样的事情。
There are times when He chooses to punish those who do evil in His eyes.
很多时候，神是选择审判这些恶的行为。
There are times when He allows for repentance.
有时候，他给我们机会忏悔。
No one can tell you exactly when it happens.
没有人可以告诉你。什么时候会发生什么事？
We need to learn to do the right thing at the right time.
我们需要在对的时间做对的事。
Sometimes the right thing may not seem right in the eyes of men.
很多时候我们做对的事，但在其他人眼中或许不认为。
God sees righteousness very differently from how we see it.
神看真理的事跟我们所看是很不一样的。
Therefore, it is good that we check our motives behind our every action or inaction.
所以很重要的，我们就要审查自己的动机，我们的行为。
Have we been selfless in our actions?
我们是否是很忘我的，没有不自私？
I believe that God can use all people, imperfect people, in controversial situations and circumstances to fulfill His will.
我相信神。常可以使用我们在甚至在一些很争论性的事情上面，或者是不应该看到的事情，但是神还是使用了。
I do not see God's will as predeterministic.
我不认为神的整个旨意是预定的。
That everything in the world is all planned out without human free will.
整个事情的发展是没有。人的自由意志在里面。
Is life merely the unfolding of God's predetermined plans?
难道我们人的生命生活是神整个预定下来不改变的吗？
Man has no part in this history.
人在这个历史过程里面没有角色可扮演吗？
I'm not talking about our Presbyterian predestination.
我不是在讨论我们长老会里面的预定论。
No, rather I believe that God's will in our lives is dynamic.
而我相信的是神在我们的生活的旨意里面是有机动性的。
It is organic.
是有它的活力。
It is living.
是活生生的。
It is life evolving.
是一直在进化的。
It changes with the actions and co-actions with mankind.
它是一直在变动的。
God participates actively in our world and in our lives.
神很主动，很活跃的介入在我们的生命与生活里面。
Even though we may make certain mistakes in life, it is not the end for us.
我们虽然 也犯错，但不代表，不意味着这就是终点。
We are here.
我们现在这。
There is redemption and renewal for each of us when we return to God.
当我们回到神那里的时候，我们是有我们的救恩，我们的救赎。
Just like David, we must repent.
就像大卫要悔改。
In light of Jesus' redemption on the cross during Advent,
当这个耶稣的在十字架上的生活的时候，
I believe that God's salvation plan did not begin only at the cross.
我相信神的救恩不是只在那个十字架那时候才开始，
nor at his birth，
也不是在他的诞生的时候。
It begins also as far back as the creation，
而是在创世的时候已经开始。
It begins when God created Adam， and it will only end when man is completely recreated。
他在这个亚当的创造之后已经有这一个救恩的计划，直到神，直到人再次的有做基督的样式的时候才是完成。
Recreated in the likeness of Christ，
让我们重造借着有着基督的形象。
This recreation has already begun，
这个再创造已经开始。
God has not stopped creating since Genesis，
神从来没有在神的创造从没有停止，从创世开始。
This is what Matthew's genealogy is trying to tell us.
这是马太福音的家谱里面尝试告诉我们的。
God is actively participating in our history through the lives of various individuals.
神很活跃的介入在我们的生活里面，我们的每个人的生命里面都介入，都是历史的一部分。
He is constantly creating yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
他一直在创造昨天、今天和明天。
Creating you and me.
创造了你跟我。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
爱我们的父上帝，我们满心感谢你，因为你这样的伟大。你是万王之王、万主的主，是我们的上帝。你这样的伟大，在耶稣的身上我们看到你在他来，耶稣来做我们的王，可是他这个王不是跟其他的王一样，他这个王是在马槽里出生的一个王，在钉死在十字架上的王。我们满心感谢你，我们也感谢你在这四位妇女的生命上我们看到你的大能。我们的不完美我们都交托在主手中，求主的圣灵继续的保守我们，来改变我们，让我们继续的听从你主的话语。我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。